Good morning. Welcome to our worship of God here at St. John's Christian Church on this first Sunday of March, as well as the third Sunday of the Lenten season. So welcome to you all. A couple of announcements to share. Do not be late next Sunday. What is it? Yeah, time to change those clocks. I believe it springs ahead, so be aware of that. Bell Choir, the adult bell choir, will start rehearsals this week, Tuesday, March 5th, 7 o'clock p.m. here in the sanctuary. I trust that if you still wanted to come and hadn't had a chance to sign up, they would welcome you. So be aware of that. And also the Tuesday blood drive, if you can give blood, looks like you've had good response on the sign-up sheet, but if you can make those appointments, please do so. I want to share that the consistory is holding a special meeting after this service to consider the recommendation of the search committee, who have recommended a candidate for consideration as the director of youth and young adult ministry. If the consistory approves the recommendation, a special gathering will be held for the candidate to spend time with our 6th through 12th grade youth, our youth leaders, and life planting mentors. And following that, if the reviews continue to be favorable, a special meeting of the congregation will be held for your input on that recommendation. So be aware of that, and we invite you to be praying for wisdom and discernment, both for the consistory and the congregation and the candidate. We are blessed, as always, to have Cecily Roars with us today, and she is going to share a little bit about... I don't want to steal her thunder. I got to get you enough cord.
Notice he said a little bit. This congregation is excellent when it comes to supporting the Friendship House just up the sidewalk. You give volunteer lots and lots of time, and you give lots and lots of money. And I'm here to say, just keep it coming. We need it. And I want to talk a minute about a safety net. Most of you sitting here really say, Cecily's always talking about those homeless people. I don't see any homeless people. Well, there are lots of homeless people. If we made a 20-mile circle around us, I'm sure we would have 10 just this morning. And we would have another 10 by the middle of the week. What I want you to think about just a second before he cuts my microphone off is the safety net. Most of you have a safety net. You have maybe a couple extra bucks in your pocket just in case you need a battery or a new tire. Most of you have a safety net when you go to the grocery store. Have the prices gone down? So we have to have a safety net. Gas prices. And if there is a sick child or a sick parent that you're caring for, and you're working for even $17 an hour, and there's no one else to go help with the child care, or no one else to take care of your parent, you miss work. You miss a second day of work. There is no safety net. Pretty soon, you are homeless. It doesn't matter. Those of us, people of faith, we take our safety net for granted. Yeah, we've got enough. There's a sale on something you like, get 2 bags, 2 cans. Because you have just a little extra. So the Friendship House just up the street, which will soon be there 25 years, we bought the house in 2000. It's for people who are in crisis in the Archbold or Pettisville School District. We have a retired lady up there right now. We would have room for more, but you can't just put people in there. It's got to work. I couldn't have a 35-year-old woman and her 2 children there if the next guy who's homeless is a man. It just doesn't work. So we do the best we can with what we've got, and it works surprisingly well. This safety net thing, I need you to think about it. And some people say, Cecily, I know there's a lady up there right now, but sometimes it's empty. Yep, you're right. Sometimes it is empty because it just isn't a match or it doesn't fit. Almost everybody out here, you've heard me say this before, probably has insurance on your vehicle. It's there as a safety net, just in case you crash. The community's friendship house that this congregation supports well is our community's insurance safety net against homeless. So if you can just send a few more shekels our way, we'll spend it wisely for utilities, upkeep. The house mom gets a little weekly thank you, and we just even made a new furnace repair. So thank you, and keep it coming.
Prayer is a powerful thing. We are told in Romans 12:12 to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. And God hears our prayers. As we sing this next song, let us do it prayerfully, and while thinking of those we are praying for and those in need of prayer. So let us sing, In Jesus' Name, God of Possible.
Today, I pray. This morning I will be reading Psalm 19 for our opening scripture. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they display knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens he has pitched a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming forth from his pavilion, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is hidden from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the comb. By them is your servant warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Who can discern his errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then will I be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let's pray. It is for your glory, O God, that we worship you this morning. We praise you for the wonders of your creation and the joys of life lived in Jesus' name. We ask you to bless our worship with the unity of your Spirit and the teaching of your Son. In Christ we pray, amen.
Please rise as you're able for our songs of praise. Our first one really needs no introduction. It's called Awesome God. Followed by that, we will go into Sing to the King, Step by Step, and You Are My All in All. Shall be king over all the earth. In that day there shall be one Lord, his name alone we should be worshiping.
surpass the peace of Christ.
Evidently, the children's message is next in our order of I like it that you are eager to get up here. Boy, we got lots of hands. Huh. I have some articles here to show you. Do you know what these are? Cleaning tools. Do you ever use them at home? You help at home? That is excellent. That is excellent. We're going to do a little activity because we're going to be talking about cleaning today. So I'm going to sit here, and when I hold up the broom, you got to stand up and pretend like you're sweeping. Can you do that? I'm holding up the broom, so stand up and just pretend like you're sweeping. Okay, then sit back down. When I hold up the squirt bottle and the paper towels, I want you to pretend that you're squirting a window and then you're washing the window. All right, so squirt. No, you just sit down for this one. Just squirt and then wash. All right, you got that down real good. Now, I don't want to tire you out. So when I hold up the mop, I don't want you to stand up. I want you to just kind of like you're mopping the floor. Okay, you can move your arms like this and just pretend like you're mopping the floor. Okay, you ready? We're going to do a little cleaning exercise. What are we doing? Squirt, wash that window real well. Do the mop thing. Do the broom thing. Stand up, act like you sit back down. Do the broom thing. Do the mop thing. And do the window thing. How long do you want to keep doing this?
For an hour.
For an hour. Excellent. Excellent. Well, I hope that you're helping clean at home. And the question of the day is, how do you know it's time to clean your home? And I have some possible answers and guidance for you. It's time to clean your house when your feet stick to the floor when you walk through the kitchen. It's time to clean the house when your mother or father can't find you when they come into your room to wake you up in the morning. It's time to clean the house when the kids in the neighborhood use their fingers to write "wash me" on your dirty windows. It's time to clean the house when there are more dishes in the kitchen sink than there are in your cabinets. It's time to clean the house when there are enough dust bunnies under your bed to start a bunny farm. So just a little bit of humor, but talking about cleaning, our story from the Gospel of John, Jesus cleans or cleanses the temple. Okay? They are doing wrong things in the temple, and so Jesus clears out those that were selling the doves, those who were exchanging the money. He turns over their tables, and he tells them to get out of here because the temple, like our church, is to be a house of prayer. It's where the Lord is, and it's to be a house of prayer. Now, it is fun to help clean at home, right? It's fun to pretend to clean at home. And Jesus, as he cleared the temple, he wants us to have clean hearts. He wants us to remove any temptation, any sinful thoughts from our hearts and live according to his will. And we clean our hearts by knowing the Bible and how to live to please Jesus and by praying for forgiveness. So let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these children. We thank you for the families that they are a part of. And Lord, we thank you for the church, that we can all open up our hearts and have them cleaned by Jesus, by his forgiveness, because we love you and you love us. Amen. Thanks for coming up. I will tell that to the custodians. but you got to bring your brothers to help.
God indeed does hear our prayers. And as we come to our time of prayer hymn, the verse in there from 1 John 5:14 says, "If we ask anything according to his will, he hears us." Please join me in hymn number 429, "Lord, Listen to Your Children Praying."
Heavenly Father, gracious God, we do thank you for your love and your power and your grace. To know that this sanctuary is a place of prayer, a place of worship, a place of openness, a place of healing. Lord, we come before you. We listen in. Some of us have known you for ages. Some of us are just getting to know you. And yet from even the day before we were born, you have known each and every one of us. You know our needs. You know our hopes. You know our desires. And Lord, through the scriptures we read this day, both from Psalm 19 and John chapter 2, we pray that in your knowledge of us, we gain trust. We trust you that we will open our entire selves to you, not for your benefit, but for ours. To free ourselves from worry and anxiety. To open ourselves up to the reality of the sin that we have done or the sin that we are living because we want to be clean. We want hearts that are pure. We want hearts that are free from the guilt and the shame and the troubles of this world. Hearts that rest in your love and care. Hearts that sing out in praise in the moments of life. Lord, we pray for those individuals on our list of concerns. We pray for strong recoveries, recoveries of healing. We pray for the reality of mental health. We pray for strength and encouragement. We thank you for the safety nets that you've created in our lives, and we pray that from our safety nets, we can be a safety net for others. We pray for the ministry, the insurance policy of the Friendship House, and we pray that you would unite the resources in our area to provide more for those that find themselves homeless. Sometimes based on their own decisions, sometimes by other circumstances. But Lord, let us help. Let us encourage. Let us be the light that Jesus calls us to be. Unite us in this time of prayer, O Lord, as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.